Hello, and it's another daily inspiration time for us to spend together. And this is Brother Jeff Chapman down here in the hills of Tennessee, just seeking the Lord and trying to share what the Lord's given me. And I'm just glad that you would call in to partake of His Word with me today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're looking at our thought life and bringing things into captivity. And it uses the term here that the weapons of our warfare. I mean, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What does that mean, to bring my thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ? We talked a little bit yesterday about having a prisoner of war camp in our mind. But to bring them to obey Christ, to bring those thoughts under Christ's dominion, His authority, His scrutiny, His righteousness. I can't sanctify sin. I can't make something unholy holy. Only God could do that, if it's possible. But it says here in Philippians, chapter 2, wherefore, verse 9, Philippians 2, 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I just want you to know today, what a blessing. I'm going to bow my knee to Jesus Christ, either willingly or unwillingly, one day, and say, Thou art God, Thou art Lord, Thou art King of kings forever. And we will bow our physical knees and worship and adore Jesus. Saved or unsaved, we're going to do that. So why not now take those evil thoughts, those evil afflictions, those evil distractions, and bring them and say, bow your knee to the Lord Jesus, and bring those things under His authority. And with His help, we'll be rid of them, or they can be partakers of the goodness of God, whichever they have the power to be done to. So I just want us to bring everything into the obedience of Christ, knowing that everything is going to bow the knee to Christ one day, whether willingly or unwillingly. Let's willingly bow our knee. Let's bring our mind, our will, our emotions under the bowed knee to Jesus Christ, and let nothing in our life be a gray area, a mediocre area. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 that we are to run a race set before us and run that race with patience. It says because we're running that race, we lay aside every weight and the sin which would so easily beset us. And it said let us run with patience that race. So when we have a thought or there's an item on the focus, what's wrong with it, people try to say, well, forget that, stupid and ignorant child. What's wrong with it, people want to say, when they're challenged about something that is unchristian or worldly or questionable. Don't try the what's wrong with it attitude. Don't even go there. That's a foolish place to go. Let us say, is it helping me run the race set before me? Is this kind of music, Is this kind of recreation? Is this kind of hobby? Is this going to help me run the race to the finish line? I'm running to win a race with Jesus one day, and I've got to put him on, and I've got to keep him on, and I've got to finish this race with Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He has already been my forerunner. He's already won the battle. So why not bow the knee and let everything else bow the knee? And if it don't bow the knee, we fellowship away from it. We disfellowship it. We run from it. We seek truth, life, and holiness. So think about these things. Does it help me run? And let them all bow their knee now to Jesus Christ. Bring everything under the power of God.